As state dollars dwindle, local schools are relying more and more on tax credit contributions from the general public. As Christopher Conover reports, despite the state of the economy, the Tucson Unified School District has had a record year for donations, and that money is saving programs at some local schools.
Arizona schools don't get all of their money from the legislature. As David Scott with the Tucson Unified School District explains, some dollars come from the general public in the form of a donation that is a credit on your state income tax.
Essentially, what people are doing is loaning money. They're making the donation and then they're getting the credit back when they file their taxes. So for many of the people who are willing to do that in sort of a charitable manner, they're just kind of waiting till the last minute, because then it shortens the amount of time between when they make the donation, have to pay their credit card bill, and when they'll get their refund back from the state.
The money does not have to be dropped off at a local school. Now Tucson residents can donate online, and Scott says that has spelled good news for the district.
This year we had a 14% increase over the prior year. I would say any increase online is a good sign for the overall dollar amount.
One of the schools that did particularly well this year was Maldonado Elementary on Tucson's southeast side. Maldonado's principal, Mary Mercado, says those contributions are keeping a big part of the elementary school experience going through the end of this academic year, PE classes.
I'm really tired, Coach.
Good.
We're able to fund our PE program till March. So thank goodness with that additional funds, we're able to continue to May.
The students at Maldonado get 30 minutes of PE a week, something Principal Mercado says is very important.
It's not a required class, but certainly for us here, it's essential that the kids get their physical education. And it's one more way that we can help the teacher so that they don't have to plan a structured PE lesson. So the PE teacher takes care of that, and he plans different activities based on their learning level. He also includes nutritional classes, and he also has a field day for the students at the end of the school year where they have different stations and they participate in different activities, which they really love.
But phys ed is not the only thing that the 550 students at Maldonado will get thanks to the tax credits. A chess club is coming, along with literacy circles, and maybe after-school drama and music programs.
Another concern that's come up is also the idea of adding more field trips, because that's kind of one of the first things that was cut with the budget. And so we're hoping to bring in more field trips so that the students can make it to a lot of the Tucson historical events that we have here, historical sites that Tucson has to offer. Sabino Canyon is one place that a lot of our kids unfortunately haven't been able to visit.
Making sure the public knows about the tax credits is an ongoing activity for the staff at Maldonado.
I let anybody that I come into contact with, businesses, and I always let them know, please keep Maldonado in mind when it comes time to giving your tax credit donations. Of course, our staff also solicit that. We send out flyers to our community. We go out to businesses and just hand out flyers as well. And it also is advertised in our monthly newsletter.
When a school receives tax credit money, the decisions about how those dollars are spent are not made by people at a district headquarters. David Scott with TUSD says the decisions on spending the money are made by those who know the schools best.
The decisions about how that money will be spent are made by the school council. School councils are elected democratic bodies. Every school has one. The principal is part of that. And it's made up of teachers and parents and community representatives. Oftentimes, actually, at the high school level, there's also students involved.
The maximum donation to a school is $200 per individual taxpayer or $400 per family. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.